This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. While Jesus was speaking to some Pharisees, a certain ruler came and worshipped him. The ruler said to Jesus, "My daughter is now even dead. But come and lay your hand upon her, and she shall live." Matthew 9:18. We know from Mark's and Luke's accounts that the ruler's name was Jairus. Mark 5:22 and Luke 8:41. Other than what is said in these three accounts, we know nothing about Jairus. Mark says he was one of the rulers of the synagogue. Mark 5:22. He apparently was a ruler of a synagogue in one of the towns near the Lake of Tiberias. We're not told how much the ruler of the synagogue knew about Jesus, but he recognized in him someone very special. Otherwise, he would not have worshipped him. The worship of a mere man was contrary to the teaching of the Old Testament. But our Lord's miracles and magnificent teaching had spread in that part of the world. The ruler of the synagogue was desperate for help in bringing his daughter back to life, so he came and worshipped the Lord Jesus Christ. When the ruler approached Jesus, he told the Lord that his daughter was already dead. Where did he learn that Jesus had the power to raise his daughter from the dead? We really do not know, but we do know of his great faith in the power of the Son of God. He said to Jesus, "Come and lay your hand upon her, and she shall live." Please remember that the man speaking to Jesus was a ruler of a Jewish synagogue, but he had great faith in Jesus Christ. Such faith was not easy to find then, and it is not easy to find now. It is significant that the Jewish ruler believed Jesus could raise the dead. The New Testament firmly establishes the Lord's power to raise people. The Apostle John affirmed, "For as the Father raises up the dead and quickens them, even so the Son quickens whom He will." John 5:21. In John 6, the expression, "I will raise him up at the last day," is continually emphasized. One example will have to suffice. "No man can come unto me except the Father who has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day." John 6:44. No passage in the Bible teaches this truth more plainly than John 11. Lazarus had died when Jesus was not present. Martha, the sister of Lazarus, said to him, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." Jesus promised her, "Your brother shall rise again." Martha knew that her brother would be raised at the last day. But Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? Martha confessed, "Yes, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, the one who should come into the world." John 11:21-27. What a tremendous comfort these words from John 11 ought to be to every child of the living God. We know we are going to die unless we happen to be living when the Lord returns. It almost certainly is the universal wish of mankind that this life does not end at all. Who wants to die like an animal, never to see his friends and loved ones again? We want to live again in that land where there is no death, nor sorrow, nor pain. We can have the assurance of eternal life when we believe in Jesus Christ, repent of our sins, confess the name of Jesus before men, and are baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. If we do not obey the gospel, we shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of God and from the glory of His power. Thank you for listening today, and may God bless you.